Let's talk about this this big rise in traffic on the roads. You know, if you've been out and about, you can't have failed to notice this. It is actually, here are the stats, a 62% rise in traffic on the roads over the past 6 weeks when compared to the amount of traffic in the first 6 weeks of the first lockdown last year. So a huge, huge rise, despite the restrictions being pretty much exactly the same. And now for public transport, the story is very different. There's been a 60% reduction in the number of passengers on the railways. Bruce Williamson is from the campaign group Rail Future, who told me these two trends are almost certainly linked.
Given the current situation we're in with the pandemic and so on, it sort of seems naturally to fit, doesn't it? As a rail campaigner, we would like to see the railways used and used well and invested in and so on. So obviously this is a little bit concerning. Obviously traffic on the roads causes congestion and pollution, and we'd much rather people travelled by rail. But I think it's one of those cases where we can sort of, you know, grin and bear it and not lose our nerve. And I'm pretty confident that in the longer term, passengers will return to trains.
In that short term, I guess it is a bit of a shame in that for years now we've been talking about active travel and the fact that that has to be taken into account in law now in Wales, and the talk about the metro systems too. And it just seemed that we were moving down the track, no pun intended, of perhaps stepping away from the car. And this has disrupted that at least.
Yeah, it has. I think we have to see this as a setback, but as a temporary setback. We live in uncertain times, and absolutely no one knows how things are going to pan out. But I, you know, personally, my gut feeling is that things will return to more or less normal in, I don't know, a year or two, and that passengers will return to the railway. So I think it's very important that you know, the authorities, both local and national, don't lose their nerve when it comes to investing in public transport, because the payoff in the longer term will be there.
Is that a worry then, from your point of view, that the longer this goes on, the longer those doubts will persist about whether enough people will go back to buses and will go back to trains, and therefore somewhere along the line that investment will be scaled down a bit?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the government is pouring money to subsidise the railways much more than they would normally have to. And they're very obviously reluctant to do that. And the train operating companies themselves are in a little bit of a catch-22 because they have fewer passengers, so they're running fewer trains. And that makes the railways less attractive for the people who do want to use them now. So I'm hoping that, yeah, you know, the powers that be take a long-term view, hold their nerve, and the good times will return to public transport.
Look, given that, you know, we've been told for the best part of a year now to avoid being in crowded places with other people, and I'm sure anyone who's ever been on a train at rush hour in the morning or the evening just at the moment could never imagine being in that situation with loads of other people. Yes, hopefully things will get better. That notwithstanding, is there a bit of a job perhaps for governments, for the rail companies themselves, to persuade people to come back onto the railways, not just because of force of habit and we've changed our mode of transport perhaps, but also from a safety point of view?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, this goes back to your first question, really. We have this thing of avoiding crowds that people naturally want to do because they want to reduce the risk of spreading the infection or catching the infection. And if you're in your own little bubble, your own personalised car, you're safer than getting into a carriage with other people. But yeah, there is certainly a PR job to be done to persuade people to return to the railways and to persuade them that the railways are a safe, well, in fact, same with buses, as you rightly say, public transport is safe for people to return to when that time comes.
And perhaps there's the flip side. Perhaps there's the more positive outlook on the future, in that as part of, I may be being naive here, I don't know, but perhaps if you're really trying to persuade people to get back on the railways, you make that a much, much better service than perhaps people would have been used to before the pandemic.
Well, yeah, one of the things that we objected to very recently, the Westminster government put an extra 1% on top of inflation, on top of rail fares, and the Welsh Assembly government followed suit. You know, that really is sending the wrong message. We want you to return to public transport. We're going to price you off it. You know, they should be providing financial incentives. I mean, this is actually a longer term argument as well, but particularly, you know, now they should be providing financial incentives for people to use public transport and not to use the roads.
Now that's Bruce Williamson. Look, for lots of us, getting on a train used to be a pretty regular occurrence. Seems like a luxury at the moment, but I'm sure that time will come back.